Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What is going on, everybody? It's your host, Emeka, and we have another solo episode. It seems like a lot of people are starting to like this, so I'm going to do a little bit more often, and y'all can hear my thoughts. And today, we're going to talk about delegation and the importance of it. And one of the things that I realized when I got into real estate, you know, this is hindsight, right? The thing I told myself is I want to do this alone, right? I want to make my own money, you know, and be solo, because my thought process was if I did it alone, I have more money for myself. And there's other people who do it alone, right? And I was looking up to them and I quickly realized that that's just the myth, right? No one is truly ever doing it alone. And we can go a lot further delegating and having partners. So delegation is going to be a huge thing. And just because you are delegating doesn't mean necessarily you're the boss. Just because you're delegating doesn't mean that, you know, you're losing power or going to make less money. Right. It just means that you're using your resources accordingly to make sure that you can focus on the task that is going to be most important for you. So I own 27 units, right, in two states, Kansas and Florida. And I have a team. I have a single family unit in Kansas. I own that all by myself. There's no help involved. And I don't really do much. However, my property manager does most of the work. And, you know, I could say, hey, well, if I didn't have a property manager and I saved that 8% I'm paying a month, I can save, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month or whatever it is. And yes, I can. And yes, if I just did it all by myself, it's definitely feasible. I've done it all by myself. But the thing that people don't understand is time, right? I can do it all myself, yes. But the reality was, you know, whenever the tenant has a question or there's an issue, he's texting me, he's emailing me, and I have to fix that. Now I'm spending time to make sure that, you know, he is taken care of. And, you know, now I'm going to have a list of, you know, who knows, plumbers, contractors, handymen, electricians, whatever it may be. Now I have to go reach out to one of them that might make sense. And then now I got to have constant communication with them because now I have to coordinate with the tenant. Now I got to coordinate with the vendor and make sure that there's a perfect time for them to meet up together. I have to make sure that, you know, he has a dog. So I have to make sure no one's getting bit by a dog. And then after, you know, we coordinate for them to meet, I got to make sure that the job was actually done. So I either had to hire somebody else to look over that job, or, you know, trust the tenant and the vendor's word. And, you know, it's just a lot. And I'm not saying it's hard, because it's not hard to pick up a phone. It's not hard to text, call somebody. It's not hard to make an email. But it's time consuming. And how much time do we really have? And we can calculate, you know, what our hours are worth. It's easy. How much you make a year? How, you know, how many hours do you work a day? And just do the math. And most of the time, it's not worth it because we can be focusing on high dollar activity. If I'm focused on, you know, helping out my tenant, or am I focusing on making sure it's always good, doing my quarterly checkups, that's taking time away from looking for more deals, working on my other properties, you know, that are more important or that are higher dollar. And that's why delegation is just so important, and the importance of a team. And I can't stress enough how going solo is, I think it's a bad idea, right? You can still be the CEO of a company, but you still have to manage everybody else, right? And But with being a CEO, you have to rely and trust. I said in my last episode, trusting is so important. And I realized truly how important delegation was whenever I acquired our first 10 unit. Right? We got five people on a team and we focus on our own superpowers, right? And we don't cross lanes unless we talk about crossing lanes, right? Because we all have jobs and we can't do it alone, right? And that's why we rely on one another. And it's so important to delegate and it's so important to create tasks for each other. Because what I do is I'm the boots on the ground. I am boots on the ground slash asset manager. I make sure that the property is in the best hands. I check in periodically. I get to use my creative a little bit. I figure out different ways to either make money, get more tenants, or come up with different ideas to, better the property or better the living of our tenants so we keep retention. But because I'm focusing on that, it's going to be a lot harder to focus on underwriting, right? Underwriting takes time. And I'm not the best underwriter. I can underwrite a flip, one to four units pretty easily, but five to 150 is a little bit harder. It's more time consuming. And yes, as you get more experience, as you underwrite more, it's going to be easier for you, but it still requires time. And quite frankly, if my partner Nico, if he's good at it already, and I trust him tremendously, and he has the time to underwrite with all the other things he has going on, why do I need to focus on that as well, right? If we're going to be in the same deals, we're going to be trusting each other. That's where I delegate that too, right? I find a deal on LoopNet, a broker sent it to me, I send it to Nico, right? And then we'll talk about it, we'll chat about it, we'll brainstorm. But it'd be hard to work with my W-2, do what I do as an asset manager slash boots on the ground, then also underwrite. And then my partner Shane to also work on CapEx budget or work on, quoting, working with the city, working with the county, working with different contractors for these bigger ticket items, roofing, septic tank, mold remediation, water remediation, like all these other things. There's so many different things that goes into real estate, multifamily or residential that people don't really understand. I know a very small amount of people who do it alone, but they still have partners and they still rely on other people. And I've seen the lifestyle that they have. And, it fits for them. I'm not saying it's bad. It fits for them, right? Because they may not have kids or they may not, they may do it. They may do it full time and don't have a W-2. But the reality is there is a very small percentage of people who are in real estate full time, right? I so happen to know a couple because I'm in the space. But if I were to go out and interview 1,000 people who are real estate investors, I would guarantee you that about 90% of them delegate a lot of tasks. They may not have employees, they may delegate to a VA or have partners and they divvy up the task, but delegation is so important. And delegation is not necessarily telling someone what to do as if like you're a dictator. Delegation is just figuring out where your strengths and weaknesses are and figuring out what other people's strengths are and figuring out a way for each person to focus on the strengths that we have. And that's the key. I used to be a manager of a paint company. I'm in sales now. And any industry I've been in, I've understood that delegation is the key to continue to move forward. Delegation is the key to grow because we focus on our strengths and none of us is perfect. So we're gonna have weaknesses. So if we can figure out how to delegate those weaknesses, it's a beautiful thing. And let's say you're doing a flip and it's a single family home. There's a lot of different aspects to it, underwriting, getting contractors, working with the broker or the realtor, the maintenance, checking in. And like I said, most people have a job, right? So it's gonna be hard to do everything that you need to, but you might be able to have a VA to help you underwrite pretty rapidly. You might have a VA to send automated emails or texts to, to whoever it might be beneficial for you for. Because time is limited. We have 24 hours in a day, and we can maximize that, but burnout is a real thing. So we got to figure out a way to delegate to scale and grow. And the more we delegate, the more we can grow because we're not focused on one thing and our time is not being taken, right? I want to have, thousands of units at some point or make a lot of money a month or, build a bunch of equity. And I don't know any very successful people, name the big names, Elon Musk, Alex Cooper. These people are very successful and they did not do it alone. Period. Period. And if these are some of the richest and most successful and qualified and certified people, in the world today who can't do it alone, what makes you think that you should? You might be able to make it going alone, but you can go a lot further with the team. And that's just a fact. Because if you focus on your strength, you save time not trying to bring up your weaknesses. And you can focus on that strength to build what you're trying to build. And I hope that's your empire. Hopefully this helped. See you next time.